ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिवैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम इलेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल महाराज निमी मीट्स द नाइन योगेंद्रस टेक्स्ट नंबर 37। भयं द्वितीयाभिनिवेशतः स्यात् ईशादपेतस्य विपर्ययो स्मृतिः। तन्माययातो बहुधा भजेतम् तन्माययातो बुधा भजेतम् भक्त्यैकयेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा। भयं द्वितीयाभिनिवेशतः स्यात् ईशादपेतस्य विपर्ययो स्मृतिः। तन्माययातो बुधा भजेत्तम् भक्त्यैकयेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा। भयं द्वितीयाभिनिवेशतः स्यात् ईशादपेतस्य विपर्ययो स्मृतिः। तन्माययातो बुधा भजेत्तम् भक्त्यैकयेशं गुरुदेवतात्मा। तस्य विपर्ययो स्मृतिः। तन्माययातो बुधा भजेत्तम् भक्त्यैकयेशं ईशादपेतस्य विपर्ययो स्मृतिः। माताजी भयं द्वितीयाभिनिवेशनस्य ईशादपेतस्य विभययो स्मृतिः भक्तैकयेषां गुरुदेवात्मा भयं द्वितीयाभिरे सदस्य ईशादपेदस्य विभर्ययो स्मृति धर्मायातो बुधा भयेयं भक्तैकयेषां गुरुदेवात्मा भयं द्वितीयाभिरेह ईशादवेदस्य विभर्ययो तन्माययातो बुधा भजेत्वं भक्त्यैकयेषां गुरुदेवात्मा
भयं फियर द्वितीया इन समथिंग सीमिंग टू बी अदर देन द लॉर्ड अभिनिवेशतः बिकॉज ऑफ अब्सॉर्प्शन स्यात् इट विल अराइज ईशात् फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड अपेतस्य फॉर वन हु हैज टर्न्ड अवे विपर्ययः मिस आइडेंटिफिकेशन अस्मृतिः forgetfulness tat of the Lord mayaya by the illusory energy ataha therefore buddhaha an intelligent person abhajet should worship fully tam him bhaktya with devotion, ekaya, unalloyed, isham, the Lord, guru devatatma, one who sees his own spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as a servant of the Lord. This bewildering, fearful condition is effected by the potency for illusion called Maya. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, whom he should accept as his worshipable deity and as his very life and soul. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the objection may be raised that since fear is caused by ignorance, it can be dispelled by knowledge and there is no need to worship the Supreme Lord. The living entity falsely identifies with his material body, family, society and so on, and he simply has to give up this false identification. then what will Maya be able to do? To reply to this argument, Srila Sridhar Swami has quoted the following words from Bhagavad Gita 7:14. Daivi hyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mame vaye prapadyante maya me tam tarantite. This divine energy of mine, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. The living entity called Jiva Tattva is one of the potencies of the Supreme Lord. But the constitutional position of the living entity is tatastha or marginal. Being minute, every living entity is eternally dependent upon the Supreme Living Entity, Krishna. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature as follows. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidhati kaman. Among all the eternally conscious beings, there is one supreme eternal living being who is supplying the needs of all the innumerable others. Krishnadas Kaviraj has stated, Ekale Ishwara Krishna Arsa Bhritya. Krishna is the only independent controller. All other living beings are dependent upon him. Just as the finger is part and parcel of the body and therefore must always be engaged in bodily service, we as part and parcel of Krishna, Jai Shri Shri Srinivas Kalyan Ki. Just as the finger is part and parcel of the body and therefore must always be engaged in bodily service, we as part and parcel of Krishna, Mamaivamsho Jivaloke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, have the eternal duty, Sanatana Dharma, of engaging in the unalloyed service of the Lord. The potency of the Lord that enlightens us in the Lord's service is called Chit Shakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that when the living entity develops a spirit of independence, he is forced to come to the material world, where he enters into various types of petty and undesirable behavior that create a fearful situation for him. The Bahiranga Shakti, the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, covers all trace of the Chit Shakti and imposes one material body after another upon the living entity for his gross sinful enjoyment. As further punishment, the living entity who has given up his loving relationship with Krishna loses all power to perceive the eternal blissful form of the Supreme Lord, who is his actual shelter. Instead, the living entity becomes attached to many temporary phantasmagorical forms, such as his personal body, the bodies of his family members and friends, his nation, his city with its buildings and cars and innumerable types of ephemeral material scenery. In such a state of gross ignorance, the idea of returning to one's original identity no longer even crosses the mind. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita
Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Bhasadi Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare
Hare Krishna. For those of you who have just walked in to the temple or who come every Sunday and are not in touch with the daily flow of the Bhagavatam, the brief situation that the Bhagavatam is flowing through right now in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, is when Naradji comes to know that Krishna is living right here in Dwarka. So he decides to stay in Dwarka for some time. So Krishna keeps sending him for various duties. He finishes and then flies back. And Daksha has cursed him. You can't stay in one place more than 3 days. But that doesn't hold good in Krishna's abode. All curses, all benedictions. Ultimately, Krishna is right there. Krishna Surya Samamaya Andhaka. So his eagerness has overcome that situation of curse by Daksha and he's staying there. One day he happens to enter Vasudevji's house, father of Krishna. And Vasudev is extremely happy and invites Naradji, seats him on a very elevated seat, praises him, washes his feet in a mood of servitude, and with folded palms sits at the feet of Narada and starts glorifying his good fortune and expresses his heart. Now we all know Vasudev is eternal father of Krishna. Obviously he is the purest of all pure devotees. But why is he a pure devotee? Because of this particular quality. Because he never thinks he is a pure devotee. He thinks he's an ordinary conditioned soul who had some good fortune. The amazing thing about Vaishnavism, if you read Brihad Bhagavatamrita, of different degrees of devotees who have received mercy of the Lord, one common thing invariably throughout the whole flow of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam, concise, is every devotee glorifies the other devotee and he sees only his own faults, which is completely opposite of the nature of conditioned souls like us, who only see the good in us and amazingly only see the faults in others, or even create something that may not be there. So Vasudevji says, I was doing so much austerity, and in the end when the Lord appeared, I begged to have him as my son. Instead of asking for liberation from the cycle of birth and death, I foolishly, by influence of the Daiva Maya, rather than asking for, you know, liberation from the cycle of birth and death, I ask him, you become my son. How foolish I am. I didn't take advantage of the association of a pure devotee. Of course, we understand that Krishna used him. This was Yoga Maya. Krishna wanted to come and perform this beautiful pastime. But that is his feeling, that I wasted years and years of austerity, I wasted to ask him as my son. Because he will very soon go away. The curse has already come. 11th canto, we know that story. And now we'll go away and I will rot in this world again. So now, you tell me, what is the ultimate good? I want to take advantage of the association of a pure devotee's appearance in my home, which is very rare. And that's the necessity for receiving transcendental knowledge. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita three qualifications for receiving transcendental knowledge and taking advantage of the transcendental knowledge. The first is, one should be convinced that I am ignorant. Unless we are convinced that we are ignorant, where is the question of approaching somebody for asking the answer? There should be that need. There should be full conviction that I am in ignorance. And that is, the ego doesn't permit that. And therefore the first qualification is humility. That I am a fool. Kyaami, kene amai jare tapatrai. That's the way Sanatana Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya. Humbly approaching. And then, when there is that, to the extent a person is really in suffering from ignorance, understands I'm suffering, to that extent the eagerness to hear and inquire is not substantial. Sometimes we may inquire just to exhibit our scholarship. Sometimes we may inquire just to expose how the other person is not fully knowledgeable. Expose the other person's ignorance. You may win the battle, but you will lose the war. But the second thing is deep inquisitiveness, eagerness. Only a thirsty person can appreciate the value of water. Pariprashnena. And such a person need not even ask questions. Even just being in that sangha, every word reveals the answer. Or somebody else asks and you get the answer. If that inquisitiveness is there. If it is not there, you may ask million questions, still not get the answer. And what is the proof that that person is desperate for the answer? As soon as he gets the answer, he or she gets the answer, he is eager to put it to practice. Therefore, a Western author, he has said, where is the wisdom we have lost in knowledge? And where is the knowledge we have lost in information? There is so much information. Google Guru. There is information, abundant information in this world. But there is no knowledge. Because you have to extract knowledge from the information. And from, so for that information, I mean for extracting knowledge from information, there has to be attention. And attention comes when there is respect for the authority. Not treating authority as simply a source of information, but respect for that authority, bona fideness of that authority. Today people feel, I can just go to Google and get the answer. So knowledge will come when there is attention, because when there is attention, there is retention. Otherwise, there is no retention. And from knowledge, for wisdom to be extracted, there has to be inquisitiveness. And from there, for it to become wisdom, from knowledge to become wisdom, there has to be application. So he is eagerly inquiring. And then Naraji, amazing. Such a great personality. Knowing who Vasudev is, but knowing that, well, I have to play my role, because I'm supposed to be in a particular role, particular in a drama you're given a role. You know the person probably is much senior to you, but he has taken a role of a son and you have become the father or whatever. They have grayed your hair or whatever. You know that person is much senior to you. But he has taken a role because of his height, probably they have given him son's role. And because of your height, you have become father. You become Lord Chaitanya and he has become Sanatan, whatever. And he falls at your feet. And you say, what is this? Drama will be spoilt. You have to forget that and think, I'm particularly in a role. He knows, I know. Everyone knows this is a drama, I have to play it. So that the director is very happy and the message is sent. So Naraji, very mercifully, understanding who Vasudev is, the father of his worshipable Lord, still plays the role and says, sure enough, I shall tell you, this is the same question that was asked by Maharaj Nimi to the Navayogendras many years ago. This is parampara. Sometimes people criticize ISKCON devotees. One fellow was asking me questions and he said, don't answer this, don't give me these three examples. I am asking this question, but don't give me these three examples. Why? Because jisse bhi pucha yehi teen udaran deta. Brahmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabda. One mountain and then one sun and one this and that. Except this, you give me something else. Well, then you go somewhere else. So sometimes this is Saraswati speaking through them. Their so-called criticism is appreciation of parampara. The addition factor is its application. That may be explained in detail according to time, place. But the message remains the same. Because the absolute truth is the same. So Naraji says, I'm going to repeat what I heard. Maharaj Nimi is actually a descendant of Swayambhu Manu. His son was Agnidhra. Agnidhra had a son Nabhi. Nabhi had son Rishabdev, and they had the four, the Navayogendras. Bharat Maharaj was the eldest, Navyoganda, they were traveling all over. They happened to come one day to the court of Maharaj Nimi, who was the ancestor of Maharaj Janaka. Janaka is a title, no? Like, you know, Charles II, Charles III, Charles IV, Victoria I, II, III, Janak I, Janak II, Janak IV, Mithila, Naresh. So he approaches, and as soon as these people come, straight away he starts asking questions without wasting time. Is it right or wrong? Imagine some very saintly person comes in the door, fall at his feet, right there start asking questions. It is glorified in that place. Maharaj Nimi did not waste time. But how Vasudev wasted time in washing the feet, giving a seat? Vasudev didn't ask, how is your health? Everything is all right. Business is all right. What is going on in the world? What is the political situation in Dwarka? Which party? He didn't waste time in that. But he just made that person comfortable enough and went to the point. Straight away going to the point is little insensitivity. Because that person has to be in a frame of mind to speak. He may have to relieve himself first and come, whatever, come from a long distance. At the same time, too much mundane inquiry, waste of time, he's going to leave. Kshanabhanguraha, Nimesha, and they may come for some time, getting durlabho, manusho, deho, dehinam, kshanabhangura. First of all, if you see the 84 lakh species of life, human life is so rare. It's like a bubble in the ocean. Comes and before you know, you're gone. Dekhte dekhte uncle auntie, dekhte dekhte nana nani, dekhte dekhte you are a picture on the wall. Khub changle hote hai amcha ajoba. So, kshanabhangurah, tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. So first of all, human life is so rare, and in that human life, to get the association of a pure devotee is so rare. So when you know something is coming, very rare and very short, again it will go, and next it will come after. Imagine, sometimes one fast train comes after 3 hours. So we know the value. Isko miss kiya to gaya. What to speak of if there is a train that comes only on Wednesdays? What to speak if the train comes only once in a month? And that's the only train, and everyone has to get the train. There is no other. Similarly, this human life is one out of 84 lakh, one rare train that has come. And wo bhi platform mein thoda kitna der khada rahega kuch nahi malum. You don't know. Aur us platform mein ek achha bhagat mil gaya. Because he's going by other train. And suddenly you see him in the window. They just stopped. He's going this way, you're going another way. Kya lag raha aapko? Kuch khane ka bana, peene ka? You will not talk. You will talk business. So, tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. So, I have got this opportunity. Focus straight on the question. He said, please, please, please serve. 9 of them, that too. Navyogendras. Even one is rare to see. 9 of them straight away walking in. Straight away to the, he went to the point. He said, please tell me, what is the ultimate good? And one of them, all the 9, they're looking at each other. Pehle aap, pehle aap. Ultimately they decide, okay, let's start in this order. Some order we have to follow. And Kavi, one of the Navayogendras, starts speaking. And he is speaking now. how he is telling in the previous verse, very famous verse, kayena vacha manaseendriyerva buddhyatmana vanusata swabhava karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayana iti samarpayetat. That verse is here in the Bhagavatam. We chant it after every Ganapati Aarti. But we don't understand. That's the real medicine. That's the real medicine. Everything else is a sugar coating. Vidyarthi lavate vidyam, dhanarthi lavate dhanam, putrarthi lavate. That is sugar coating. But the real medicine is kayena, by your body, vacha, by your words, manasa, by your mind, indriyerva, by your senses, buddhi, by your intelligence, atmana, by yourself, anusruta swabhava, according to your nature, karomi adyad, whatever I do, morning to evening, 365 days a year, for the rest of my life, sakalam, everything, parasmai, to the Lord who is beyond creation, who? Narayana, iti samarpayeli. How? Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Then immediately forgot. Then focus on labhate vidyam dhanarthi labhate dhanam. Krishna is so clever. He put the medicine. You take the medicine without your knowledge. Child is very child, a person with a childish mentality who's only focused on eating sweet. The child is sick. The mother knows. But what she can do? Keeps turning his mouth. Sarvadharman parityaja beta. I will not surrender, mama. Theek hai, sugar coating. You want this? Yes. Artho, jigyasu, artharthi gyan. This is what you want, na? Okay. Jip, beech mein thoda. So the hidden medicine is Hare Krishna. At least every day you chant. Morning, afternoon and evening. At least three Mahamantras. Little medicine goes. Purification will happen in due course. In the next verse now, this today's verse, he is telling the root cause, the definition of fear. Actually, what is the root cause of fear? And what is the only way to overcome fear? What is the only way to overcome fear? What is fear? Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshatah syat. What a crisp, perfect, comprehensive definition. This is science. Real science means crisp, you know, to the point definition. No beating around the bush. Maybe like this, could be like this, should have been like this. Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshatah syat. Finish. Bhayam, fear, is because of dvitiya abhinivesha means absorption. The moment you are absorbed in dvitiya, instantly bhaya starts. What is dvitiya? Anything other than the absolute truth. Anything other than the absolute truth, if you take shelter of, you have to be in anxiety. There are two truths. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the absolute truth. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate satah. Of the truth there is no cessation. Anything that changes is not truth. The world is changing. Bhutva bhutva parliyate. The body is changing. Vasamsa jirnani atha vihaya. Kaumaram yavanam jara. If you take shelter of anything that is keeping on changing, you are in anxiety because that will go away. That will go away. You are catching hold of something. Imagine you catching hold of a chain in the train and the chain is almost like one hook is getting disentangled and slowly opening up. And you are so packed that you are seeing it. Do you think you will be in shanti? Om shanti, shanti. You can be in shanti. And you know, it's just opening up gradually. Or you're in a boat, enjoying. And suddenly you find there is a leak. And somebody's telling you, look at the air. Feel the air. Just look at the blueness of the sea. And the vastness of the sky.
इसे ओ छोड़ यार, नीचे देखते हैं, काम की बातें करते हैं. यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू सी दिस फॉर मच लॉन्ग. फॉर एंजॉइंग दैट सील दिस फर्स्ट. सो भयम, यू आर टेकन शेल्टर ऑफ द बोट एंड द बोट हैज ए होल. फिनिश्ड भयम. So, in ignorance, we take shelter of the body, and in relationship, everything with the body. My parents, my bank balance, my connections, my political connections, my nation, my this, my that. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This is the root cause of fear. Imagine. Why some of the gundas are fearless today? Because they have very high connection. When the police comes, they are fearless. Andar le jao. 2 ghante ke andar bahar aaunga main. Kyon? Kyunki upar se call aayega. Eh, apne aadmi ka chodo usko. Perverted reflection. So even the big gundas are fearless when they know that the police can't do anything. Kyunki unka bap jo hai na, mere connection hai. वो फोन किया तो इसको छोड़ना ही पड़ेगा. सिमिलरली प्रहलाद वॉज फियरलेस इन इट्स प्रॉपर परस्पेक्टिव. द बिगेस्ट टेररिस्ट हिरण्यकशिपु. चैप्टर इज देयर. हिरण्यकशिपु टेररराइजेस द होल यूनिवर्स. एक्चुअली सच अ टेररिस्ट ही वॉज. इवन डेमिगॉड्स वर टेरर. दे ड्रिंक नेक्टर अमृत. स्टिल दे वर स्केर्ड ऑफ हिम. Can you imagine? Simply by taking the name of Hiranya, bola to already your fellow is shaking. Like Maricha says, since the time Ram has troubled me, rr koi bola, ratha rr bola to already I am shivering. So that was the kind of fear that he had instilled in the heart of all the demigods. And Prahlad had the guts to go in front of him and says, Father, don't waste your time. Chant Hare Krishna. Can you imagine? What kind of guts? Where does he get it from? And that's what Hiranyakashipu asked. Where do you get the strength from? He said, the same place where you get the strength from. You don't acknowledge, I am acknowledging. That's the only difference. Balam balavatam chaham. Buddhir buddhi matam asmi. It's mine. There are 3 world views. The first world view is this whole world has no controller and I can manipulate. I am the controller, proprietor and enjoyer. And they actually, because they, where is the Lord? Where is the Lord? Like Hiranyakashipu, they ask, where is the Lord? Kahan tumhara Bhagwan? Nahi hai na? Maine jhanda gaada pehle. This is mine. So first worldview is there is no God. And everything that I can influence over and have in power, control over, I am the Lord and Master. Hiranyakashipu, classical example. But how much in anxiety he was. Sada samudvigna dhiyam asadgrahat. Prahlad diagnosed it instantly. Sada samudvigna. Udvigna means disturbed, anxiety ridden. Sada, 24 hours. Sada samudvigna. Even though you have controlled the whole universe, including the devatas in it. But my dear father, look at you. You are in constant fear. Somebody will kill me. Somebody will kill me. Kamsa, constant fear of Krishna. Constant fear. Even though he controlled everyone and everything, still he was in constant fear. Somebody will kill me. Their only goal in life, amaratva, amaratva, amaratva. Kya chahiye beta? Amar banna. Tere baap ne bhi mangna, tere dada ne manga, nahi mila. Tum rakshason ke dimag mein kuch jata hai ki nahi? Usko chhod ke dusra mang, mere ko nahi mil raha hai, tere ko kya do main? They don't understand. This is their mahamantra, amaratva. Ajayam, amaram. So that is one world view. That the world is all in all. There is no controller. whoever first claims it, that's the controller. Bhogi. Then there is the Tyagi. Then there is the impersonalists, who think there is God, but God created this, God has become this universe and he's finished. So pantheism, they see God everywhere, but they don't believe in the form of the Lord, the name of the Lord, and the existence of the Lord. They don't see the connection of the Lord with the world. They don't see the connection of the Lord with the world. They think the world itself is the Lord. Including me, I am also the Lord. That's all. Krishna says there are three types of attachment to this material world. Vita, Raga, Bhaya, Krodha. Manmaya, Mama, Pashritaha. So one type of people don't believe in God, they want to control everything. Their constant fear. The other type of fear, other type of people who believe in impersonal aspect of God, still are in fear, Bhaya. And what is their Bhaya? Again I will come back in this world. Again I will assume a personality. They don't want person. When they are told, after death what? After that you will go and you will become an eternal person. Eternal person? I don't want. You will have an eternal relationship with the eternal Lord. No, because they think in this world, form, relationships, activities are all illusory. People say in this world, kya rishta hum janam janam ke saath hi, tere bina bhi kya jeena. And within a short time, tere bina hi jeena. Because of that kind of experience, they feel that spiritual life eternally. Because in this world, relationship means what is in it for me? Self-centered, and therefore it is exploitatory. It's always kamala dala jala jivana thalaman. And therefore when they are told that there is eternality of existence, they don't want it. They want to merge. It's like the story, grapes are sour. The grapes look good, but he jumps and jumps and jumps and jumps. It doesn't get it. Grapes are sour. They want relationship. But in this material world, they are slapped so badly in trying to establish relationships. And they are unaware. Impersonalists are only aware of Brahman, but they are not aware of Bhagavan, who is beyond this creation, who has eternal existence, who has... We have eternal relationship with the Lord in the eternal sky. That is Sanatana Dharma. The Sanatana Jiva has a Sanatana relationship with the Sanatana Lord in the Sanatana sky. To be reconstituted there is Sanatana Dharma. But because they don't believe in the existence of the Lord, what remains in the heart is fear. Vita Raga Bhaya. And then there is Krodha. Those who read, somebody says God is you, God is me, God is fan, God is light. Somebody says God is this, God is that. Disturbed and disgusted and frustrated. Then they go and, you know, take some intoxication, hallucinate, and then they say, I became self-realized. Krodha. Voidism. Philosophy of frustration is voidism. Shunyavad. न रहेगा बांस न बजेगी बांसुरी हम ही नहीं है तू ही नहीं सब सपना ही नष्ट कर दो इसको बुद्धिस्टिक वॉइडिज्म निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारे सच पर्सन वास गुरुदेवतात्मा भक्त्यैक येषां एंड व्हाट इज द थर्ड फिलॉसफी द रियल फिलॉसफी द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ दैट इज पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashya. He is perfect and complete. He resides beyond this. His creation, there is always a connection with him. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham. He is there in every particle because it is connected to him. The world is not him, but the world is connected to him. as soon as you connect everything to the world, you become fearless. Because you know, three things one must be convinced to become fearless. Number one, God is omnipotent, all powerful. God is omniscient, all knowing. And number three, God is all loving. If you are convinced of these three things, we will never be fearful. If we are fearful, we are not convinced of any one of these three things. God is all powerful. If He wants, not a blade of grass can move without His sanction. If something is happening, He has allowed it. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. Prahlad was convinced. Even if you kill me, that means the Lord has allowed, otherwise you can't touch me. Something is there. I may not understand the big picture, but I'll try to understand how best I can respond in this situation. God is omnipotent, all powerful. If He wants to do something, no one can change it. If He wants to change something, no one can retain what is there. Number two, God is all knowing. Vedaham samatitani, vartamani, bhavishani, bhutani. If He is all knowing, He knows what is best for me. He knows what is best for me. Imagine in this world, if someone is all powerful and He knows your background, foreground, everything, and you are completely at His mercy. Very dangerous, isn't it? You are under a boss who is, if he decides something, finished, that's it. You can't escape. Number two, He knows your weaknesses. He knows your shortcomings. He knows all. He knows you through and through. And He's all powerful. He can easily exploit. So the Lord is omnipotent. The Lord is omniscient. But simultaneously, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He is all loving. Because He loves, He will never do anything that will be ever not good for us. And He knows everything, therefore He knows what is best. He sees the big picture. We see only this. Lord, if you do this, you're really merciful. But if you slap me, that's not good. Don't give me that bitter medicine, Mama. I hate you if you give bitter medicine. If you give me sweet medicine, I love you. You're so sweet. To hell with your sweetness. Take this medicine. What's best for you? So He knows. And He's all powerful. If He wants to do something, no one in the creation can stop Him. And if He's sanctioning something, accept it. Tateinukampam sushamekshamana. Because a devotee of the Lord is convinced about this, he's fearless. Now, how to develop this knowledge? I will discuss two important points. One is how to develop this conviction practically. It's very nice to speak on the Vyasasana like this. But afterwards, if I tell you there is no prasad, a lot of fear. Kahan phir jana hai abhi, kahan lena? Coupon nahi mila, nahi mila. Phir to prasad nahi milega. Anxiety starts. So one thing is to speak philosophy. Everything perfectly falls on paper. How to be convinced of this truth at our level, wherever we are, and what are the obstacles that come in overcoming this fear? It is said, Mahaprabhu told us very clearly, the essence of self-realization, if you want to become self-realized, just two things, especially if you are born in India, especially as a human being, which applies to practically most of us here. And for others, all the more fortunate. Without being born in India, still you get this. Super fortunate. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoila jar. एक तो मनुष्य योनि मिली, उसमें भी भारत भूमि। बाय डिफॉल्ट यू हैव टू रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज। यू विल नॉट बी पीसफुल इफ यू हियर द रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज। यू विल बिकम एंग्जाइटी रिडन, यू विल बिकम फियरफुल। दैट इज द गोल ऑफ माई प्रवचन, टू मेक यू फियरफुल। एक्चुअली देर आर थ्री स्टेजेस। फर्स्ट पीपल आर फियरफुल, देन दे रिमूव द फियर एंड देन पुट फियर इन यू। पॉजिटिव फियर, फूल्स डेयर वेयर द एंजल्स फियर टू ट्रेड। प्रहलाद वॉज एक्सट्रीमली फियरफुल। प्रहलाद वॉज नॉट फियरफुल ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। प्रहलाद वॉज नॉट फियरफुल। ही सेड, आई एम नॉट अफ्रेड माई लॉर्ड ऑफ योर बिग टीथ एंड योर ट्रोर एंड ऑल योर शाइनिंग थिंग एंड द फॉर्म। डेमिगॉड्स वर स्केर्ड। प्रहलाद सेड, आई एम नॉट फियरफुल ऑफ योर फॉर्म। आई एम नॉट फियरफुल ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। आई एम नॉट फियरफुल एनीवन इन दिस वर्ल्ड, बट आई एम वेरी वेरी फियरफुल ऑफ मेटीरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। आई एम फियरफुल ऑफ फॉरगेटिंग यू माई लॉर्ड, बिकॉज इफ आई फॉरगेट यू देन स्टार्ट्स ऑल द प्रॉब्लम। आई एम ओनली फियरफुल ऑफ दैट। माई फियर इज टू लूज द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज। दैट्स माई ग्रेटेस्ट फियर। चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस्क्ड रामानंद राय, व्हाट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट मिजरी? नोबडी वॉन्ट्स मिजरी। द ग्रेटेस्ट फियर मिजरी इज टू लूज द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज, हू रिमाइंड अस as to who we are, as to how to be fearless. So fear is not bad. Fear is not bad. But a healthy fear is good. Fear is the beginning of wisdom. We should fear that which is not good for us. That fear is good, healthy fear. So, janma, so having given us human form of life in Bharatvarsha, महाप्रभु सेड यू हैव टू रेस्पॉन्सिबिलिटीज। नंबर वन, जन्म सार्थक करी करो पर उपकार। फर्स्ट मेक योर लाइफ परफेक्ट एंड हेल्प अदर्स मेक देयर्स। नाउ व्हाट इज रियल हेल्प? फर्स्ट मेक योर लाइफ परफेक्ट। दैट मीन्स सपोज यू आर ड्राउनिंग इन द ओशन एंड यू सडनली डिसाइड, अरे बाप रे कितने लोग डूब रहे हैं, इन सबको बचाना है। You yourself are drowning. And if you catch a drowning person, their grip is very tight. However good swimmer you are, his desire to live is stronger than your desire to save him. And therefore, his grip is tighter than yours. One time somebody sent me a joke. He said, Mickey Mouse, and what is that cat's name? Jerry? Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry. You know, this serial goes on and on and on. That means Tom is still alive. No, Tom nahi. Jerry is still alive. That's how the serial goes on. Tom is real fast. Jerry is a little tiny. But what is the difference? Tom is running for his food, but Jerry is running for his life. Somebody runs for his life, he's really fast. When a dog chases, big Alsatian dog chases a small boy, and at that time if he runs the Olympics, see the calculation, he will be faster. Like a cheetah he will run. But then tell him to run the Olympic, he has to take some artificial drugs to run. So the grip of a drowning man who is eager to live, if your desire to save him is not stronger than his desire to live, which obviously we are not such souls, then naturally his grip will be tighter. So, first make your life perfect. Janma sarthak kari. Three principles Mahaprabhu said. One of them is jive daya. Kara para upakar. But for jive daya, you have to have Vaishnav seva and name ruchi. Like a tree. In a tree, the roots is the nourishing the tree. The roots are nourishing. The root is compared to our name ruchi. Taste of hearing, taste of chanting, taste of association. This is our nourishment. the tree is as strong as their roots are deep and broad. And then there is the stem of the tree. That is a responsibility, Vaishnava Seva. And then there is the crown of the tree, which is Jivedaya. The tree does not smell its own flower. The tree does not eat its own fruit. The tree gives shade to others while standing in the sun. So all the three, a healthy devotee means all the three should be proper, balanced. Then, to the extent the roots are deep and broad and taking juice from the ground, unlimited nourishment from the ground, then the tree's flowers will be very fragrant and the fruits will be very tasty and sweet. So paraupakar, to help others, means first you have to help yourself. You have to be at least strong so that you can actually go and, it's like kabaddi, you know. You have to take a deep breath and then only pack. Call others, otherwise you will get sucked in. So real help means to not help them and make them dependent on you, but to help them help themselves. You equip them to help themselves. Haridas Thakur gave that prostitute the power and the blessing and the knowledge and the mercy to perfect her life. And he went away. He was not always, you know, she was not sending an email. He helped her to help herself. Gave her the required, and she had the required intensity to understand. Arjuna, when Arjuna was actually becoming helpless, Krishna helped him by giving him karma, jnana and bhakti. The path of right action. What to do? What is the right thing to do? And the path of right knowledge. Why you should be doing what you are doing. Understand the philosophy behind why we do what we do. And thirdly, through bhakti, he gave what should be the attitude and the mood in which those actions and that knowledge should be withheld in our heart. Otherwise, it is karma and jnana only, without the foundation of bhakti. His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj, in Delhi, he met a social worker. And the social worker was conversing with him. He said, that social worker said, I used to go to tribal area and distribute food for a few years. But then I realized, every time I go, they'll be eagerly waiting for me to feed them. And I realized this is not the best way to help them. The next time I went empty-handed. I taught them how to grow their own food, because they are living in the midst of big wasteland. Land is getting wasted. I taught them how to do agriculture. And now when I go, not only they are growing their own food and vegetables, they are feeding me. I feel so happy. I feel satisfied. I feel fulfillment. Because it's not that I am gone and everything will be gone. If I am feeding them, they are looking on me. Trying to manage and control and keep themselves completely dependent on this person. No. Give them that knowledge and let them take responsibility to help themselves. That is real paropakar. What is real compassion? Jiva Daya. What is real compassion? In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila, before Kardama Muni, after, you know, getting married on the request of the Lord, he gets married, he produces children, Lord Kapila is born, and then Kapila grows up, then he is ready, Kardama Muni wants to live because he wants to set the third example. How to be an ideal brahmachari, how to be an ideal grahastha, now how to be an ideal sannyasi. Walk off. As he was about to walk off, Kapila Muni instructs Kardama and he says, Kritva dayamcha jiveshu datva chabhayam atmavan mayatmanam sahajagat drakshasyatmani chapimam. showing compassion to all jivas, you will attain self-realization. Giving assurance of safety to all, you will perceive your own self as well as all universe in me and myself in you. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you approach a bona fide spiritual master, evam gyatva punarmoham naivam yasasi pandava yena bhutani asheshani drakshasi atmani athomai. That's self-realization. Self-realization is a byproduct. If it is an effect, the cause is compassion. Compassion is the only way to see the Lord in others and to see everyone as your own self. As you are a soul entangled in a body and miserable and suffering, fearful, anxiety. Similarly, every soul in this whole creation is in forgetfulness of the Lord. Then you are seeing everyone as Samadarshina. And simultaneously, you are seeing everyone's connection with Krishna. You become an instrument of the Lord, of the Lord's compassion. That is the self-realization. That is self-realization. I mean, that is compassion. To see that particle of living entity within everyone. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, of all the qualities of Vaishnavas, if you keep all the qualities, which is the king of all qualities? Is the king of qualities is compassion, which is born out of love. In a very, very neophyte stage, love means only love for me and the Lord, that's all. But in a higher stage, it is the living entities also. Among the living entities, devotees. Among the living entities, the ignorant. Among the living entities, the malicious and the envious. And you deal differently. But all out of love. All out of love. Ben eventually yo maam pashyati sarvatra sarvam cha mai pad. That's a very high stage. So, real compassion means to help others help themselves. And what is, how do you help themselves? Help them to help themselves. Giving, as he says, assurance of safety to all. Prabhupada writes in the purport, one should give assurance of safety to all. And that is what the guru does. He reminds us of our connection to Krishna. He is there for you. You are not anath. You are sanath. And the Lord is there for you. You have to develop that relation with the Lord. You have to revive it. You have to nourish it. You have to develop a deep relationship of love. Narada was not in regular contact with Prahlad. He taught him the science and showed him how to develop it. What is the problem that we face in giving compassion? You know, some of us are maybe there in the movement for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years. And different people go through different phases of life. The first problem, and when we show compassion, how do we see Krishna? And how we see Krishna in everyone and everyone in Krishna? Firstly, Pandita Samadarshina. You see, Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke Jivato Sanada. Everyone is a part of Krishna. Whether in whichever body, whichever species, whichever color, whatever, etc., in type of situation, everyone is a part of Krishna. You see through and through to that soul which is in misery. Hare Krishna. Misery and fear in lost, having lost the connection to Krishna. So the first problem even in the preaching, I know we may be preaching, but generally in the beginning when we start preaching or trying to share this knowledge, we do it as for the ego. It's like a nourishment to the ego. I am actually doing this. you know, holier than thou attitude. And we don't see its connection to our connection to Krishna. So there is self-absorption due to false ego. Or we may be doing it just as a duty. One day I want to get rid of all this and just be alone on my own. Me and Krishna. It's a seva. The day I want to be retire from it, I'm waiting for the day when I can go in the Himalayas. Me and Krishna. So we see it as a burden. Or it's also because, as I said, self-absorption. I once went to Aurangabad for a lecture, and that day the principal called me and started, you know, what happened? I'm supposed to come for the lecture. I have come on time. He said, no, why don't you put something into the head of these students? Bole, kya ho gaya? Bole, one boy has committed suicide. Why? Fail ho gaya kya? Result aaya? Haan, result aaya. Fail ho gaya? Nahi. He stood second. Therefore, he jumped from the sixth floor. I said, give me some 10 minutes because you gave a different topic. You call everyone. 1,200 students came and are praying to Prabhupada. Please put the right words in my mouth that I may inspire them. And suddenly one idea, as they were, everyone was sitting like this, standing on the stage and thinking what to speak, knowing that everyone is shaken. Their own friend jumping, you know, from the, they saw right in front of them. I said, how big is the sun? Somebody was, everyone was shocked. What is he asking? I said, S-U-N, sun, how big is the sun? So somebody said, so many times bigger than the earth. I said, how big is the 1 rupee coin? Now it is very small. Earlier it was little big. So they said, so many, no, 10 centimeter diameter, whatever. Then I said, can a 1 rupee coin cover the sun? They said, no. I said, yes. If you bring the coin very close to your eyes, it can cover the noonday sun. I said, human life is as precious as the noonday sun. There is so much sunshine, there is so much warmth, there is so much life that it can give. And your result, few digits written on A4 size paper with black ink, with a bamboo powder made into a paper and some digits written through ink. That becomes so much absorbing. You are so much focused. You bring it so close to your life. That becomes your all in all. As if life is all about some few marks in the... That doesn't mean you shouldn't study. But is that all in all? I said, how can a person just jump? Causing so much distress, so much of hopelessness in the minds of others who have so much hope, so much have done, so much they have struggled. If this is the way you pay back, how much self-absorbed? It is the height of selfishness. Height of selfishness. Total disregard, total self-absorption. Nobody can convince me that their life is useless to others. Arey, you can feed some ants if you can't feed anyone. At least the ants will be happy. Chalo yaar, har roj thoda chini bhi nahi milta. I have seen beggars. They also, if they get some chapati and all that, 10 dogs come and they take happiness in throwing that. Kisi ko to kuch to de raha hu main. They have a desire to give, but whom will they give? What will they? They don't have nothing. So if they get bread, I have seen them feeding the dogs. Sometimes they get one loaf, they take 1/4 and throw it to the in the pond. The fish come. They feel nice. I'm giving something to someone. How can a person think that totally useless? I am so much self-absorbed. So sometimes even devotees can go into that kind of a mind desperately needs something to become miserable. Radhanath Maharaj expressed in one class, mind desperately needs something, catch on to something to become miserable. And that's what people do. If we do that, if we somehow come out of that box, Sometimes we are in a very small setup. We keep comparing ourselves with everyone around and we become miserable. He can do this, she can do this, she's got that, I didn't get this. The billions and billions of others who have nothing, who don't even have Krishna consciousness, they don't even know. And there are millions out there. Who can ever say, mere ko preaching ka opportunity nahi mila? As long as there is one atheist in this world, there is ample opportunity. And that there is no dearth of it. How can people say they have no opportunity? So therefore, first thing is to overcome this selfish self-absorption. The second is to escape material life. After some time of doing all this, now they think, you know, bahut kaam kar diya. Now I want to retire and just me and Krishna. Sachinandan Maharaj calls it sky relationship. In the sky, you see the sky and you forget about the land relationship. You see on the sky, me and Krishna. Prahlad criticizes that. Prayena deva munayo swa vimukti kaman maunam charant vijane na paratmanishtha. When Dhruva Maharaj is going back to Godhead, you know what? Vaikunthavasis come. And what do they tell? Please listen to what the Vaikuntha Vasis tell Dhruva Maharaj. Vaikuntha can't be reached by those who are not merciful to other jivas. Only those who constantly engage in welfare activities for other jivas can reach it. Yan matlab Vaikuntha Loka. Yan na vrajan jantushu ye ananugraha vrajanti bhadrani charanti ye anisham. Who constantly engage. Because that's a sign of love. When you love Krishna, his anxiety should be your anxiety. If you love someone, if that beloved person is in anxiety, that person's anxiety should become your anxiety. Krishna is in anxiety. So many people are suffering. My children are suffering in ignorance. So the devotee truly loves God. He says, Krishna, you relax. I will go there and I will resound. You just relax. You be peaceful. Nischinda rahat. Can you imagine telling Krishna, tum nischinda, chinta mat karo. That's what Haridas Thakur told Lord Chaitanya. How will the suffering end? Don't worry, my Lord. You just relax. We will give you a report every evening. We will go and to everyone and everyone will give. They went through hell. Literally hell. Similarly, Prabhupada went through hell, leaving Vrindavan. Going to the Bavari is like hell. But that's the nature of compassion. They cannot not do when they see this. And that itself is self-realization. Because then you see part of Krishna everywhere and you see Krishna how acting through you. You can actually experience Krishna's presence much more. So sometimes we are waiting. One day, I'll just retire from all this and switch off. Temporarily switching off is good. Sometimes in a battle, if you're losing, then you withdraw. Go inside. Recuperate. Think. Kuch to gadbadi hai. Mera strategy theek nahi tha. Come back with double force and attack. Switching off temporarily, okay. Permanently switching off is mayavad. Then the third problem comes. Sachinandan Maharaj writes. He said, after that you are fired up. Now I want to go out and deliver the whole world. And when you start taking care of other people, sometimes they get on your nerves. And you wonder, are they not sensitive? Do they not understand I am also a person? I have feelings. It may happen. Sometimes especially like a preachers, big preachers, making themselves available to everyone or something. They may have this kind of thing. So, you may show compassion to yourself also. But at the same time, it is seen But it's like a dvandva. But then the desire to give is much stronger than the desire to, you know, go back. How still, why, what, sometimes we see very exalted personalities like Srila Prabhupada. He was sick. People are telling, no, you're right. They just can't. Because they can connect with the heart of other living entities. They see the suffering. And that is so strong that they actually forget about themselves. We cannot artificially imitate. But that their personality is such. That conquers the Lord's heart. Krishna says regarding Ambarish Maharaj to Durvas Muni in the 9th canto, Mai nirbaddha hridayaha sadhavaha samadarshanaha vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya satriha satpatimyatha. As a chaste wife brings a gentle husband under her control by her service, when a chaste wife renders dedicated, sincere service, a gentle husband comes completely under her control. He can't say no. This is not Joruka Gulam. One time, Srinathji Prabhu was, you know, in the downstairs in the garden, and Radhanath Swami Maharaj was meeting him, and suddenly Mukunda Maharaj is godbrother. This is, I'm talking about 92, when we didn't have temple or ashram. He was living on the same room practically. At that time, Mukunda Maharaj came, very senior Prabhupada disciple. So Radhanath Swami went and asked Srinathji Prabhu, Prabhuji, can you come? Can you accommodate him in your house? You know, can you accommodate? Because I'm staying in the ashram, you know, there's very too congested and so many brahmachari, there's no facility. Can you accommodate in his room? And Srinathji, if you were to be in his position, what would you do? Would you say no? Imagine who is asking and for whom. But you know what Srinathji Prabhu said? 1 minute, Maharaj. And he took out his phone. That on the cell phone was very, very new. He just called up. He said, Fuche, something, he was talking to his wife. And he came back and said, yes, I've talked to my wife. He can come. And then they left. He went along. And then Maharaj looked at me and started, you know, laughing the way he does. And then he became serious. He said, this is not henpecked. This is respect. This is not henpecked. This is respect. Would she ever say no? She is such a lady. But just see, he respects her. She is in charge of the house. She should be informed first. That's respect. So, a chaste wife brings a gentle husband under control by her service. Similarly, this is told by Lord Vishnu, not me. Sat striyaha sat patim yatha. As she controls his heart. Anything she says, he can't say no. He better not say no. So similarly, mai nirbaddha hridayaha. The devotees conquer me. I become like their servant. They can sell me where they want. Why? Sadhavaha samadarshanaha. Because they are samadarshi, and Prabhupada writes, what does samadarshi means? Samadarshi means to see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna. And in this way, travel all over the universe. That's what Narada does. Therefore, he is empowered. Narayana Dadat. Whomever he meets, if he says something, Lord cannot stop. If the wife says, isko is pustak kharido ji, tab se bechara bhagat gagita gita kar raha hai. Nahi, le lo bol rahe hain. Acha, theek hai, theek. If you want the husband to buy, you have to convince the wife. She says, theek hai. If Radharani says, with my devotee, take him. Krishna dare not say anything else other than, okay, ma'am. Sold out. So, mai nirubaddha hridaya sadhavasa vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya. They completely have captured my heart. And I will conclude with two things. The first thing contains three things. And the second thing contains a lot of things. But I have to, because I am under the word of authority here. This I'll conclude quickly. How to develop compassion? It's very nice to speak about it. But how to actually develop compassion? Sometimes, you know, so December aaya, aa gaya December, book marathon, like, us station mein jaake khada hona padega. For us, let somebody be more compassion on us. Why do they send me? That may be the mood. We may not have compassion. As because somebody has told, therefore, the authority has told, therefore we have to distribute books. Or because, whatever, you know. Kuch to karna padega. But really, he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives three steps to develop compassion. First, he says, meditate on the fact that all jivas are equal. Whether it is fair or dark or wealthy or poor, whether ant or animal, vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavi hastini sunichai vasopakech. Try to see the soul, irrespective of where they are. Maybe envious, whatever. But everyone is part of Krishna, more or less covered. And depending on the different natures, they are behaving helplessly under the three modes. But there is Krishna within all living entities. It's part and parcel of Krishna. This is the first. Meditate on this. Good meditation. Everyone is Krishna's part. Include this fellow who chastised me the other day, did not give me prasad. And he looked at me in a very awkward way. Ghur ghur ke dekhta na. He's also part of Krishna. Difficult to digest. Second, understand that the experience of misery is the same for everyone. Many a times, when we undergo some type of misery, we get so disturbed. How could people be so insensitive? That's what others may be thinking also. And we could be so insensitive. It is mercy of the Lord. He puts us in such a situation. We realize, my God. Sometimes they say, no, dushman ko bhi aisa din nahi aaye mere liye, jisse main gujra. Most of the charitable foundations are generally started by those who have went through very bad phase. I said, nobody should ever face this situation. One person in my Gita course, he came at the end of the class. He said, I want to do something for the society. And I had many plans. He said, you know what I have done? Yes. I am keeping an ambulance in my house. And I have distributed my number to everyone, all the clinics and all. Anyone who rings me up, I will send within some time. I want to send this free of cost, this ambulance. And I am going to put all my money in that. And if possible in future, I'll have more ambulance. I said, what happened? How did you get this idea? He said, I had sent my daughter in the school along with, you know, that Aya, maid servant. She takes 8-9 children. Everyone catches each other's hand and they were crossing. So this Aya crossed and all the girls were crossing. And suddenly a huge tanker, empty tanker came. And she was in the front, the girl was at the back. She was relatively taller, so therefore she was in the last. And the tanker ran over her. Early in the morning, 6:30, you know, they were going to school. Right over her chest. She was admitted to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And he was next to the ICU. And therefore he used to come. That's how he attended the Gita course, because he had nothing else to do. But he said, I have planned. I'm going to invest in one ambulance. He said, anyone who has any... He said, at that time I was desperately waiting for somebody to help me. Nobody came with... gave me the vehicle. Everyone was just going away because police case and all, they want to avoid. And for half an hour she was lying there. And I couldn't even move her because I didn't know moving her would mean so much problem. Just because of lack of vehicle. I don't know whether she survived or not, but he came for the Gita course and he left. When people go through some situation, then they realize, Bapre. And when they are in a good position, they say, such kind of people I want to actually help. Most intelligent people are those who hear and understand. Some have to see and then understand. Most of us have to experience then understand. Some of us don't understand even after that. Very sad. So, understand that experience of misery is the same for everyone. It needs a lot of strength of mind and faith to go on. Because mind can give so many excuses. A lot of strength to the mind and the faith to go on. Finally, so first meditation is everyone is a soul, part of Krishna. Number two, understand that everyone experiences misery, as Prabhupada writes. If someone pinches me, I don't like, so I should not pinch anyone else. And thirdly, making determined efforts and taking concrete steps to help others eradicate their misery. Making a determined effort is not just it's there in the mind. There has to be some determined effort, irrespective of laziness or distraction, whatever. No, I have to do something. Something practical, something tangible. Maybe a baby step. But let me begin somewhere. Let me begin somewhere. Like one time, sitting here, right here, Radhana Swami Maharaj, he gave the class and then he got up and he came back and he said, sometimes a beggar may come and stretch his hand at you. It's a wonderful opportunity to give Krishna because he's extending his hand. Sometimes we try to give and that person runs away. You try to give a book. Sometimes even you give prasad, nobody in the street takes it. But here is a person who is extending his hand, ready to accept anything you give. And that time if you don't give something, you become hard-hearted. So since that time I decided to at least carry something, some prasad or something. I don't know how the money is used. If nothing, you have to give money. But then the money can be misused. So the next time you will be careful not to give money. Then you have to carry something. Give some prasad, whatever. But the idea is start somewhere. You feel, am I this person? Can you imagine if someone has to really extend his hand? Well, they may be very fit and whatever. Kaam nahi kyun karta? That's their problem. It's so... You know, if someone has to come and extend hand, it's really pitiable. Must be really miserable. So, yeah, we may not be able to solve his permanent problem. But even a little bit, this is a beginning. Somewhere, I'm just giving one example. It could be something. Like there are some devotees I know. Whenever they travel by train, they carry some books and just give it to everyone. And they sit, they don't... And while getting down, they collect everything. Want it? Theek hai. Nahin, padh liya, theek. There's just some way of extending, some tangible, practical, determined step to give. Then, the amazing thing is, otherwise we are so self-absorbed. My problem is this problem, this problem. If we are busy about others' problem, then Krishna has to worry about our problem. That is his problem. Because I am doing his problem. Because he has told us, "Jare dekho, tare kaho," therefore I am going out. So my problem is his problem. Because his problem is my problem. Ye yathamam prapadyam. By this, a person can develop self-realization. This is trying to see Krishna. And actually not beggars. Even the richest billionaire is a beggar actually. He's in ignorance. He's suffering. If he doesn't have this understanding. So I think I'll conclude here. Another way, one step. And the second step is also, he says, Sachinandan Maharaj says, praying. First thing in the morning as you get up, Krishna, thank you for giving me one more day. At the end of the day, I am accountable. I should do something. You have given me the breath, you have given me this, you have given me food, you have given me strength, you have given me intelligence, you have given me knowledge, you have given me association. I have to give back in some way, somewhere. And that will be busy, you'll be busy doing that than thinking about your own problems. And there are some beautiful prayers, he says. One I will recite. And that will be the conclusion of the first point. He says, Swastyastu Vishvasya Khala Prasidatam Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodhya Manascha Bhadram Bhajatad Adhokshaje Avishyatam No Matirappi Ahaituki. This is one prayer of Prahlad. Sachinandan Maharaj says, I heard it from Ravindra Swarup Prabhu in Parampara. He went for a conference and there he spoke this verse. This is Prahlad's feeling of compassion. Therefore he said, I don't want to go back to the spiritual world. I want to stay and serve my spiritual master here. What was that mood? He says, Swastyastu Vishvasya. Swasti, let there be auspiciousness for the whole universe. Swastyastu Astu Vishvasya. Khalaha Prasidatam. All the envious people, that means all of us, conditioned souls. We are envious with God, that's why we have come here. All the envious people, let them be pacified. Khalaha Prasidatam. Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivam Mithodhya. Let all the living entities think a little about each other rather than about themselves. Bhutani Shivam. Shivam means, let them think others. Sarve Janaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Mithodhya. Let them think in their brain about others for some time at least. Manascha Bhadram. Let the mind be purified. Bhajatad Adhokshaje. Let everyone engage in the service of the Lord. In this way, Aveshyatam. No, Matir Api Ahaituki. Aveshyatam. Aveshyatam means absorption. We began with Bhayam Dvitiya Abhiniveshata. Rather than being absorbed in me and mine, if you are absorbed with thee and thine, you, my Lord, and yours, your service, your children, your this one, if that absorption comes and replaces the absorption of me and mine, that is the beginning of self-realization. And to conclude, lecturers are very expert. Antataha or kuch shabdo mein prap. You know, like, there are so many words that they have for concluding. And they use it 8 different ways every 10 minutes. But this is serious. I'm going to stop in next 10 minutes because I've been ordered. Today's darshan is, if you have seen, this is Srinivasa Kalyana. Now, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj gave a 2.5 hour talk on Srinivasa Kalyana. And I'm fully prepared. Because our Narsingh Leela Prabhu, he's been thinking and absorbed and designing every aspect. He attended his brother's marriage. You know, he's on Telugu, so Srinivasa was Venkatramana from, you know, Andhra Pradesh. Every detail of what goes in marriage, all the items are there. Because he performed his brother's marriage. Well, he was involved. So who should sit where and what items and what kind of items are given. Everything, if you go into detail, and especially today's darshan also, such beautiful darshan of Venkateshwara and Padmavati. I'll briefly tell the story, if it's okay with you. Quickly, I'll just take 10 minutes. So, you all know, Bhrigumuni was chosen by the sages to go and test who is the greatest amongst the three primal gods, Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. He offended Brahma mentally and Brahma got angry. He didn't offer proper respects. He got angry. You cannot be a supreme. Then he went to Shiva and he said, Shiva came to embrace and he said, what all the things you have put here? Keep away from me. Shiva got angry and immediately took Trishul. Parvati had to pacify him. Bhaiya, chhod do. Bhrigu said, you cannot be. You got angry. Then he went to Vishnu. He was relaxing, closing his eyes, half closed. And Lakshmiji was massaging his feet. And Bhrigu went in unannounced. He didn't even knock the door, which is an etiquette. He opened the door, went inside the bedroom. Of course, his room is a hole in the ocean, middle of the ocean. went there, kicked Lord Vishnu straight on the chest. Said, how dare you, didn't even, I know I'm coming here, you're not doing anything to me. Lakshmi got extremely angry. Vishnu got up, smiled, and held the feet of Bhrigu, started massaging. My heart is strong like a stone. You kicked it. I hope your feet is not hurt. There are three types of offenses. One is mental offense. Kabhi kabhi samne wale ko pata bhi nahi tha kya samajhta hai apne aap ko mani mein. Second is verbal. Kya samajhta hai apne aap ko bol bhi diya. Someday it overflows and you speak it out. And if that also overflows, then you say, hey, kya re? And then you beat up someone. That's like the corporal offense is the greatest offense. That was performed against Vishnu. And Vishnu, absolutely untouched by the mode of passion and ignorance, purely in Shuddha Sattva, was only concerned about Bhrigu's feet and he started massaging. Bhrigu was shocked and he immediately came down and said, test ho gaya, flying colors, Vishnu is great. But mehenga pada hua test unke liye. Lakshmi ji was extremely angry. She cursed, I'll never live with Brahmanas. And then she said, I have seen an offense. I'm going to go away from here. I cannot tolerate this. She left. Even now she is performing tapasya in Kolhapur. Mahalakshmi. She came from there and performed tapasya. Srinivas, the lord of Vaikuntha, he was feeling lonely without her. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. Even the lord says, without my devotee Virahename. He came in search as Srinivas. Because Srinivas, he has to sit on his chest, but she was gone. And therefore he came in search. He came to Venkatadri. That's none other than Shesha. That's a big story. I'll cut it short. How Shesha came. There was a fight between Vayu and Shesha. A very transcendental competition. And by the end of it, both lost and both won. And Shesha came and settled in on the planet Earth. And Vayu begged forgiveness and told Shesha, you can go back to Vaikuntha. He said, nothing doing. This is Krishna's Leela, I think. I have come here, I'll be here. And Srinivas appeared on Venkatadri. And he was searching and searching and searching and he couldn't find. Ultimately, he sat and did tapasya and an anthill grew on top of him. He was fasting. So Brahma and Shiva were in anxiety. Our Lord is fasting. So Brahma took the form of a, Shiva took the form of a calf. And they went to Mahalakshmi in Kolhapur. He said, Lord is very hungry. Do something. Let's do something about it. So Lakshmi said, all right. She became a cowherd lady. And the cow and this calf was taken to the king of Cholas living at that time in that area. And she sold, she said, I got a very good cow and a calf for you. The queen purchased it after paying big money. And the cowherd man of that king used to take for a, you know, grazing. And she left after selling. Every day this cow, this fellow would go to sleep in the afternoon. This cow would go stand on the anthill and pass profuse milk. And the Lord would just look up inside the anthill, take this milk, and then there was no milk. The queen was angry. She said, I purchased this milk, I mean cow for such a, where is the milk? He said, I don't know, it doesn't give milk. Doesn't give? Rascal, you must be drinking it. Tomorrow if that cow doesn't give milk, I'm going to kill you. Wow. Then he was in anxiety. He didn't sleep. He pretended to sleep. Just wanted to see. Kya karti hai ye? That cow ran. So he ran behind her. She stood right on top of that anthill and started giving milk. He got so angry. This is what you did. It cost me my life. Today I'm going to kill you. He took an axe and with full speed just to cut off the axe, he threw it at the cow. And it was coming with full speed. Srinivas jumped out of the anthill and took it on his head, right in the middle of his forehead. And he started bleeding. And seeing this form, that fellow fainted, milkman. And the news reached the king. The king came. And then they found out, understood the whole story, begged forgiveness from this person, Srinivas, and left. Just to protect the cow, the Lord, you know, protect Bhrigu Muni, he accepted. And to protect the cow, go Brahmana Hitayaja. Then he was going, and there was a Varaha Kshetra, where Varaha Dev resides along. Bhudevi had given her that Kshetra. There, the Lord said, there is your mother, Yashoda, who is staying here from a long time. Srinivas is going. You know, he's searching some how to, you know, like, stop this bleeding. She said, go to her. She is none other than Yashoda. When you came as Krishna, she took care of you. But she couldn't get you married. You got married 16,108, but she didn't get the opportunity to perform your marriage. She has come here. So you go to her. And he went there, and Bakula Devi, her name was Bakula Devi, she took care of him and put beautiful camphor thing she made, ointment, and then she put it, camphor, musk and everything. To commemorate that loving gesture of hers, even today the Lord wears, you know, that big thing. If you see, Srinivas has this. It's very, very, and they distribute it after that. They take out like this. It's a huge thing and composed of very, very fragrant items. So she was there, and there were, Bakula Devi was nicely taking care. And then there were a lot of elephants and tigers in that area. It's a forest at that time. And Srinivas decided to go for hunting to destroy all this Himsak Pashu. And as he was chasing one elephant, he was chasing an elephant, wild elephant. The wild elephant somewhere went somewhere and disappeared. And as he was looking, he saw a beautiful princess. And that princess was Padmavati. She was playing with her associates. And the Lord looked at her, and she looked at him, and he looked at her, and she looked at him. Then what happened? I don't know. But something happened. And they didn't remove their gaze from each other for a long time. Because she was scared of the elephant, and he was coming to chase away the elephant. And then he looked at her and he said, who are you, right in the middle of nowhere here? And you seem to be very beautiful. By the way, my mother is desperately looking for a bride for me. I just thought, and she was bashful, but he was in the form of a hunter. And she said, by the time this, all these women came, all the dasis, hey, what nonsense, you're a hunter, and who is this royal princess? Get out from, they started throwing stones. Srinivasa was, you know, I think he used to receive his. So when he stole, he started running away from there. Ran to Bakula Devi and said, what was this? I saw. And after that, he would stop eating again. So Bakula Devi said, kya ho gaya? Nahi, kuch khane ko ichha hi nahi hota. Kyun? Pata nahi, kuch to ho raha hai. So what happened? He told the whole story of how I met, and I'm falling in love, and I want to get married to her. I said, princess, theek hai, I will go and do the needful. She decided, suitable time I will go. Bakula Devi was supposed to be, she is none other than, you know, very dignified lady, living in a very simple environment. There, that princess Padmavati, she also stopped eating. And she fell sick. That means her intense desire was more. She fell sick also. So people were calling all kinds of, and the princess and the queen was calling all people to take care of, kuch to karo, isko kya bimari ho gaya. Everyone putting the stethoscope, pata nahi kya bimari ho gaya, kuch nahi, x-ray clear, blood test, every test is clear. No symptoms. Kya bimari hai, kuch anjaan bimari hai, jo dictionary mein nahi hai humara. By the time a gypsy woman came, guess who that gypsy woman was? I will not tell you. And the gypsy woman came and she said, I cure all kinds of diseases. And she was going around. And then the queen, the Dasi heard, and she brought this gypsy woman and told the queen, this gypsy woman is super specialist in all kinds of diseases. Acha. She took, and the gypsy woman went and was produced before the Padmavati, the queen, I mean the princess. And say, let me see the palm. The gypsy held her hand. Suddenly Padmavati felt something different. And the gypsy woman was straightly looking in the eyes. She also looking straight in the eyes. She came to know who the gypsy woman is. None other than Srinivas. And he called, urgent, call the queen. Clearly I have detected. Report is ready. Like, kya? Khatarnak bimari. Kya? She has fallen in love. From what I see, as she went in the forest, some hunter was there. And that hunter was trying to chase the elephant who was trying to chase Padmavati. She has protected her and actually has fallen in love with him. And he is also. Actually, let me tell you, immediately you should get, if you want to remove this disease, the only way is to get her married to him. And let me tell you who that person is. That person is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Self-introduction, I can't give you. But hidden. Said, you should get her married to him immediately. And then he disappeared. Just at that time, Bakula Devi came. And Bakula, seeing the dignity of Bakula Devi, the queen called her and then she proposed, I have a son who is really, you know, who is Srinivas and is very, very qualified. He wants to get married to your daughter. And said, yeah, that's what I was also thinking. That's over. Abhi Lakshmi ko padana padega na. She has to agree. Because otherwise, problem. Acha, who is this Padmavati? She is none other than Vedavati. Vedavati was the daughter of Kushadhwaja many, many years ago. And she had decided to get married to Vishnu. So many people would come to beg for her hand because she was extremely beautiful. But she was not all interested. She said, I have decided to give my heart to Vishnu. Eventually, she left the kingdom with the permission of the father, went to the Himalayas. She said, I will die, but I will continue to perform tapasya till the Lord appears. And so many demigods came and proposed to her in the Himalayas. She wouldn't. One day, Ravana happened to come that way. And he saw, and he was extremely attracted to her. And overcome by lust, lost all his intelligence, straight away started coming and proposing. She said, I have given my heart to Lord Vishnu. I will marry no one but him. Just please leave. Hearing the name of Vishnu, he got still angry. And then he said, how? He started giving so many proposals. I'll do this. She didn't care. Ultimately overcome by lust, he actually pounced upon her and tried to pull her by the hair. He held her hair and pulled her. She was like a sadhvi. She was sitting like an ascetic. She got extremely angry. And she raised her hand. By her mystic power, it turned into a sword. She just chopped off her hair. So Ravana fell, you know. Trying to pull her, he fell down. And then she cursed him. She said, I will not rest in peace since you have touched me and contaminated my body. I don't want to offer this to Vishnu. I will become the cause of your death in your next life. And she immolated herself by her invoking the fire from her body. And she was the one who came as Maya Sita, not Sita. The time Ravana tried to abduct Sita, at that time he caught hold of Maya Sita. Because she had exclusively come to cause his destruction. So what Ravana kidnapped was not the original Sita. He Maya Sita. This is in the Puranas. And then Kurma Puran. And he took her there. She suffered so much. He tried to tempt her. But for Even for a moment, she did not consider anyone but the Supreme Lord. And then when Ram killed Ravan and Vibhishan and Hanumanji brought Sita on a palanquin, at that time, she said, no, you have been touched, I don't. He wanted to test her and went through Agni Pariksha. And during the Agni Pariksha, Agni Dev brought original Sita and gave. And she had to leave. So she never had even she saw Ram, she couldn't get. So Sita proposed that, I think she has suffered so much for you, she should get married. Ram said, no, I am Eka Patni Vrata in this incarnation. I will marry her in my next incarnation. And she came as Padmavati. This was the Vedavati, son of Kushadhwaja, came as the Maya Sita and then came as Padmavati. So, but how to pacify Lakshmi Devi now? That he's going getting married to someone. So he called one demigod. I think Brahma or somebody. He said, go and call Lakshmi. Lakshmi? She'll kill me just by glancing or she'll get angry. Invitation, marriage, aapka. Lakshmi ji ko. He said, no, you just go and tell that I am very, very sick. She will come. If I tell a lie, she comes to know, she'll curse me. Tum bolo, main sab sambhalta. My yoga maya will work. So this demigod came and told, Lord is sick, Srinivas is very sick. So immediately Lakshmi Devi came. And as she was coming and reaching the town or that place, she saw thousands of people, hundreds, lakhs of people approaching and festival is going on, about to be preparation. Kaun sikh hai? You go and see, I'm just give you the message. And by that time, Srinivas explained to her everything. He said, actually, I'm not sick. I am sick, but I'll tell you what sickness it is. And he explained to her. Lakshmi ji became extremely happy because she knew who this lady is, how much austerity she has done for lifetimes to get you as her husband. She said, I will personally grace and I will actually hand over. I will do it. But then Srinivas again became morose. So Brahmaji said, abhi kya ho gaya? He said, so many people are coming. I have no money. I have absolutely no money. Then he went to Kubera. He said, thoda loan lena hai. Loan? My God, everything I have is yours. Let me, no. When I am coming here, I am playing the role. Give me a loan. And I promised you, if I am not able to pay, my devotees in future will regularly come and pay you. And he took actually the pandal. Radhanath Swami Maharaj was explaining. The pandal of that marriage. Just think. I will just give you one clue of what kind of grand marriage it was. That the pandal extended from Tirupati to Ahobalam. The front of the pandal was in Tirupati and the back of the pandal was in Ahobalam. You go to Google and check what are the distance between the two. And the whole pandal was full, packing, bursting at the sides. And everyone was fed sumptuously the food that is served by Indra on his birthday. That kind of food. Even Indra had to come. I will eat one time. All demigods came and ate profusely. Kafi kharcha hua. And that was with compound interest. Very happily the devotees go and fill it. So this is a short story, condensed version of Srinivasa Kalyana. But that's a beautiful, even today, when they do Srinivasa Kalyana, thousands of people throng just to see this sight. The whole ritual is performed. It's as good as any other marriage. From the beginning to the end, almost like days, they do this function. Every detail. And our Narsingh Leela Prabhu and the whole team have tried their best to capture as much as the details, full of opulence, in both on the altar and even below there. So please relish and in this way absorb your mind in this beautiful pastime. Basically, the Lord comes to attract our heart so that our absorption, dvitiya abhinivesha, goes away and we are absorbed in His beautiful transcendental loving activities. Shri Srinivasa Kalyanam ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nithai Gopri Manandi.